Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. In the truth or tradition, and talking about this most monumental happening, it's like the second most monumental happening of all time, the most Spirit Helper orchestrated event, like, ever. Okay, and you know nothing about it. How can that be? That's why I'm feeding it out in little pieces. Okay, otherwise you just look at me like a lunatic and blow me off. That would be sad. You know, this isn't something I found yesterday or last week. It's been over 10 years to come across this. I attended the church in the box for 50 years and never heard about this. Okay, here's the question for you. I'll get right to the point. Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. Okay? And at the time in Israel, there was about 6 million people in Israel at that time. And he had thousands and thousands of disciples. There was recorded at least 17 times were places that he went where he healed everybody, not just a few. People missing arms and legs and all sorts of, okay, he healed them all. Leprosy, he gave them their fingers back. Stuff that he did that was fantastic. He had lots of disciples. And then there was 12 that traveled with him. Sometimes it was, what? There was 70 that went and did stuff. But now, gets to you. You know of amazing Almighty God. You know of Jesus, Savior, Lord. You know, born again. You know, okay? If you had the opportunity, if you had been there, if I had been there, at the time of his death, burial, and resurrection, and if you had a chance to see him eye to eye after the resurrection, an opportunity to talk to him, to hear him, if you had that opportunity, and how would you do it? Or would you sit on your butt? It might cost me a day of time to go and do this, to see him after the resurrection. Would you go and see him? Would you do that? Or would you just go, let's see, I got chickens to take care of, I can't go. If you're anything like me, you would have gone in a heartbeat. Now, what if you knew about it ahead of time? That ahead of time, he said, okay, after I go to the cross, Jesus in, after I go and die there, and I spend 3 days in hell, and after I'm raised from the dead, if you do this, then you can see me, and we'll talk, and we'll have a visit. The data that I have about this comes exclusively from the Bible, not from extra-biblical sources that you... It's all from the Bible. It's talked about it extensively by Luke and Paul. And in the time frame that it happened, it was common knowledge. Common knowledge. I'll say for the first 100 years, 200 years after the resurrection, common knowledge that this happened. And what is it? If you go to Matthew and Mark, okay? The Gospels. First two Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and then you got Luke and John, okay? But you go to Matthew and Mark in five different places, it's recorded that after the resurrection, you I will go before you into Galilee, and there shall you see me. After the resurrection. He said, okay, after. When Jesus said it, oh. He said, okay. And he would talk about this. He talked about this before he went to the cross to lots of people. Lots and lots of people. He didn't just say it once. It was recorded 5 times. But he said it a multitude of times, because he said, as I have told you. Angel said, as he told you. To go to Galilee, and he's going to be there before you. All right, now how long would it take for you? Here's the question. How long would it take for you, if you knew ahead of time that he talked about this, to go to Galilee, and there you would see him after he's raised from the dead? He says he's going to the cross, he's going to die there, going to be raised from the dead. But after, and he said, after I'm raised from the dead, I will go before you into Galilee, and there shall you see me. Would you go? I think he would. Anybody listening this far into this video, I'm quite sure that they would go. I'm quite sure you would go. You, whatever it'd take to get there, you would go. You wouldn't sit around for 3 or 4 days going, oh, let's see. Maybe yes, maybe no. You wouldn't do that. You would have your go bag packed long before the time to leave. You would have had just, all I need is the notice that he's raised from the dead, and I'm gone. And after he went to the cross, the prophecy was that he said, 3 days, this is a sign I'll give you. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so, you know, 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Okay. He was in hell for 3 days. Okay. This is something. You, the people that were watching it, watching for it, that believed him. Okay, we see all the movies today, or there's just 12 guys that followed him around, and after the resurrection, you know, they saw him, but they really didn't believe it was him. They didn't. We're going to talk more about that. But for now, like I said, I got to feed this out in little pieces, or you'll just blow me off as a nutcase. But this is. There is so much stuff that we're missing out on just because we don't know simple truth about really what really happened, what Jesus was in favor of, what Jesus detested, what was prophesied about what was coming. And it's sad that we've been, I'll say, purposefully kept ignorant about something so huge. So magnificent, so awesome, like awesome. Okay, for you, how much difference could it possibly make if you inherited what? Say you inherited Ford Motor Company. Would it make a difference in your life if you inherited not just one McDonald's, 20 McDonald's. If you inherited a department store, if you inherited what? Walmart. Would you change things? Would it change your life? What God has done, what they did, let us make man in our image. Why? So Jesus could be born of a woman, and so that you and I could be born of God. But he did this, and we have seen so far and made use so far of just a tiny little fragment of what he has accomplished and done. There are things that you can do that are awesome and amazing, ability that you have through the new birth, that I have made use of, just a tiny little bit of what is available to us, that we, you and I, already have. Anyhow, for now, we'll continue on later and talk about your go bag and where you went. Okay, enjoy the journey.